Growing numbers of people have become disillusioned with organized religion, sometimes due to people who claim to be leaders of their faith, of the religion. Other people have lost faith in God for other reasons. But have they been given a true and real understanding of who God is? Or have they been presented a picture of something else? Today, we review the topic of No God, No Peace. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, on the second day of this blessed month of Ramadan for 2021, we continue in Ramadan Reflections in our seventh season. And today, the topic of No God, No Peace. You know, one of the things that we have seen in this current era, and probably within the last 25 years or so, is the growing reluctance for people to claim to follow a particular religion, whether that be Judaism, Christianity, or Islam, or any of the other religions that are practiced around the world today. In fact, in some of the statistics that we see through research that are conducted by various organizations that conduct surveys and polls around the world, some of them claim that in excess of 40% of Christians surveyed did not believe in the God of the Bible. And those surveys also went on to mention, when they polled people of the Jewish tradition, that those who were surveyed, up to two-thirds, did not believe in the God of the Old Testament. Now, these surveys, they clearly mentioned that they were not able to poll Muslims, or they did not have sufficient data for Muslims or other religions. And so the numbers may be similar to that. And unfortunately, this is a growing problem in the world today, not only in Western secular societies, but even in the so-called Muslim world, of more and more individuals not believing in God, not believing in Allah, rejecting the Quran, rejecting the scriptures of Islam, rejecting the Islamic tenets in totality. And you know, if you ask people, again, not necessarily Muslims, but you ask people in general why they do not believe in God, you get a variety of answers, probably for as many people who have lost faith, so-called faith in God, of why they lost that faith or conviction or belief, you will find an answer based on their own experience. Sometimes people will say that they watched a loved one pass away in front of their eyes and they prayed profusely to this God and nothing happened, no miracles happened. Other people say that they had seen some massive trauma or experienced grief even after praying to God. And if God could not solve their minuscule problems, they basically felt that there was no God. Other people go to the theological level, because these other examples of watching a loved one die, seeing trauma, experiencing grief, these are anecdotal, these are at a personal level. But others say, well, no, we do not have any evidence for God. And, you know, they will point to scientific research and say that this is not plausible for a God to exist. Others, again, will go back to, you know, anecdotal of answers or prayers not being answered. Questions that they ask about God, about religion, were never answered by the clergy. So as I said, that for as many people who have left the faith in God, there are as many reasons why they ended up leaving God and religion on its own. And you know, it's a difficult topic in a way, because religion is not only obviously at a communal level in many societies, but it is also a very personal. And first and foremost, religion is personal. Belief in God is personal. It is between the individual and the creator. And nobody can be forced to believe. Nobody can be coerced into accepting God, Allah, religion. But at the same time, when people leave the religion, they leave it because of the fact that maybe it was not answering their questions or their concerns or their problems, or at least they thought it was not answering their questions and concerns and their problems. And this is the beauty of Islam, brothers and sisters. In Islam and our people who are watching in humanity who may not follow God, is that although the answers are available, as we said in our first session, that the answers are within the Quran, but we need to open up this book and research and read and seek to understand the verses which God presents in the correct light, not in light of us trying to impose our views on the Quran. And unfortunately, this is what tends to happen many times when people are learning about Islam or wanting to delve into the Quran, is that we go into the book with our own preconceived notions of what God should be. Maybe that is tainted by our understanding of God from people around us of other religions. Perhaps it is by what the media has depicted God to be, who he should be according to the narrative of Hollywood. But whatever the case may be, is that many times people who end up leaving religion, whereas, as I said, that it may sometimes be because of the followers or the so-called followers of a faith, it could be because of the so-called religious leaders of a faith that people leave because of their attitude of some of the people. But many times I feel that it is because people do not have a understanding, a correct understanding of who God truly is. And so, although we say that no God, no peace, people may say, well, I found peace in Hollywood. I found peace in my music. I found peace in art. I have found peace in making money, in traveling. And these are all things that people end up supplementing or replacing with God when they leave organized religion. But I would say deep down inside, they do not have that peace of mind, that true following and acceptance of religion can give. And this is not just a statement that we say, but you know, this is something which may not be able to be measured, but it is something that has to be experienced to realize. And again, that means we need to understand God as he wants us to understand him, not through the lenses of others who may have tainted the image of God. You know, when God, Allah described himself in the Quran in chapter 112, Surah Al-Ikhlas, in verses 1 through to 4, he says the following. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakullahu kufuwan ahad. Say, he, God, the unique one of absolute unity, God, the eternally besought of all, himself in no need of anything, he begets not, nor is he begotten. And comparable to him, there is none. In this very short chapter of the Quran that comes almost at the very end of the noble Quran, God describes himself in ways that should remove all ambiguity in the minds of both non-Muslims who are searching for God and also Muslims who are trying to find the real definition of who or what God is from the Quran, to be able to attach themselves to that God, not the God that the media has created or that society has perpetuated or that maybe some even religious scholars and speakers who have unknowingly and unwittingly fallen into the plots and have described God as being something other than he is not. Because God shows us in this very short chapter that God is one, he's absolute, he's unique. God cannot be comparable. The God of Islam cannot be comparable to the God that is mentioned maybe even in the Bible, in the Old or New Testament. He is unique. He is not in need of anything. He doesn't have children. He was not born of a mother. And as God ends the chapter of Al-Ikhlas, chapter 112, he says, and nothing is comparable to him. And so we have to recognize the fact that if we do not know the true God, Allah, the one true God, and how he describes himself, then this is where the problems begin. And we will see that in the series on this lectures that we will be going through every day. that is not, it is through not knowing the true God that all of the other societal problems that we see happening in the world today come about. Let me conclude with a few points of reflection for the second day of the month of Ramadan. Point one is that God, while present all around us, cannot be seen. However, that does not mean we cannot have a personal relationship with Him. We just need to know Him for who or what He truly is. Point number two, the monotheism, tawheed of God, permeates everything. He cannot be compared to His creations. He is unique. Point three, many people have lost connection with the God they have been presented. However, we need to realize that nothing can be compared to the one true God, Allah, neither in essence, traits, characteristics, actions, or in any other way. God willing, we will continue tomorrow on the third day of Ramadan as we review the topic for this Ramadan 2021. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.